Boom. We're live. 87 Podcast. It's live. It's Tuesday, the 8th. So 8 days into the new year. Took a little break from social media, from doing the podcast. This is episode 28, if I'm not mistaken. Episode 28. Break down a little bit of the UFC 232. My prediction did not go as well as I thought. Chiesa won, which I predicted. That was one of my predictions, that he was going to win, so he won. John Jones won, which that's two right there. Cyber lost. I thought Cyber was going to win. And Chad Mendes lost too. Corey Anderson, he won. So I guess 3-3. I think I'm missing someone else. I'm not sure if I'm missing someone else. But, you know, the story of the night, it was definitely the whole John Jones thing. I already said what I wanted to say in the previous episode. You know, it's very, people don't know, and people, you know, are not experts. Obviously, I'm not an expert. If I was, I would have broken it down a lot easier than the way that I tried last time. But still, it seems like, you know, he won. And we just forgot about the whole situation, which it shouldn't be the case, right? It should go more in depth and clarify what happened. But I think it's gonna just go under the rug and continue and just forget that it ever happened, which I don't think is right. I don't think it should happen like that. But. Other than that, you know, it was a good, solid car. It really was. You know, man. You know, Chad Mendes lost. It's tough. You know, after he came back from his suspension, he won his first comeback fight, and then, you know, he gets this not young, but fairly new to the UFC, Alexander. He only has one loss, so that's, you know, and that's good for his record. He could probably keep going up on the featherweight. Corey Anderson won. I had him winning. Chiesa, I had him winning. He won. Amanda Nunes, I thought she was gonna lose. I really thought Cyber was gonna come through, but nope. That wasn't the case. Nunes won. And, you know, first round, like 40, 50 seconds into it. It was a terrible, terrible night for Cyber. But you know what? And for her credit, she took it. She took it well. She took it like a champ. Not only she knows how to win, she knows how to lose. She's a good sole loser. Just like she's good at winning. I think her speech after it was, it was great the way she was trolling Ronda Rousey. It was funny, but you know, she's positive. She can be. Obviously, she lost. She didn't want to lose. But other than that, I think for a rematch, there should be a rematch. You know, once you lose a belt, there's always automatically a rematch. So she should get a rematch. I know she's out of contract, she's a free agent, but, you know, Dana and the UFC should be like, listen, we give you one last fight to not just redeem yourself, but get your title back, at least go five rounds with Amanda, and no, we can go from there. So, we'll see what happens, you know, we'll see what happens with her. No, what do you do with Amanda now? She's a champ of 135, a champ of 145. What else can you possibly do? It's who do you have her fight next? You don't, you know, it's a tough spot to be in. But I think, you know, a rematch with Cyber and a headliner will be great for both of them. More money, people are gonna be invested on it. It should be great. John Jones, you know, he came back in the third round and you know, John Jones doing what John Jones does best, win. You know, let's just drop the whole Peter Graham or whatever the fuck was called. I think he won. He's a better fighter, obviously. And yeah, you know, we'll, I you know, he's already set for UFC 235 March, somewhere in March, to fight I think Smith. And in the same car, the 235, is Usman versus Tyron Woodley, which is going to be another interesting fight. You know, that's a whole different situation with 170, the 170 division. You know, Colby Covington, he's an interim champion, and they just straight out jump him and give the title fight to Usman. Doesn't seem right. I don't know why Dana is doing that. I don't know if there's some sort of personal beef between them two, which is very common with Dana. That's one thing that, you know, no one likes to hear about, but is the reality of it. And since Dana is the person that does the matches and the mat and makes the fights on, you know, he pretty much, you know, he pretty much determines your future. But, you know, it's still a good fight. Usman versus Woodley. Let's just see how it's going to play out, you know. For the past two days, Colby Covington has been on a rant towards Dana in the UFC. He's, you know, saying, if you guys want to cut me, you know, cut me. You know, basically, I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, UFC. This is, I think, it's part of his strategy to either get out of the contract and go to another MMA organization and make more money, if that's already on the table. You know, better choice around the corner. One championship is getting bigger. Japan. There's a lot of places, you know, they can go to and make some money. Luke Rockhold, you know, I'm just jumping all over the place, but Luke Rockhold is going to go to the middleweight, to 205 division, and it's going to be interesting, man. It's very interesting him going up to that division, John Jones being the champion. Luke and DC are fucking friends, so obviously Luke is looking forward to fight DC and kind of not redeem DC. I mean, looking forward to face John Jones, not for to redeem DC, because I don't think DC needs anybody to fight for him. But, you know, if you're fighting, you're an MMA fighter, and you're in a organization like UFC, Bellator, ONE Championship, Ryzen, whatever, Pride back in the days, whatever the case might be, your target should be the champion, right? Should be the champ. So he's went on, and he's over throwing shots at John. And I feel like it will happen, but I think Luke should have a fight under his belt on the 205 division. And once that happens, it could definitely be a nice fight for him and Jones. on the 205, especially with the belt. Other than that, you know, that's pretty much for the UFC update. You know, it was a solid card. Hopefully, you know, in the near future, it continues to be like that, stacked. I'm excited for upcoming fights. Kane, Jesus Christ, Kane coming back. Everybody knows that I'm a big fan of Kane. Kane coming back with his friend Ngannou. You know, if I was Kane, I would take another fight. I would have chosen or accepted Francis Ngannou, but then again, fucking Kane is a beast. So, if Kane survives the first two rounds, because I think Francis, his major weapon is the punch, the one knockout punch. That's what he is. He's a one knockout artist, just like Derrick Lewis. If he survives the first two rounds, let's just say if it's a five round match, which I think it's gonna be a three round, but if it is a five, if he survives the first two, he you know, he's a good wrestler. Kane's a good wrestler. Kane's a good boxer. He can box him. He can, you know, put him to the ground. Basically the same thing that Stipe Miocic did to Francis Ngannou. Kane can do it 10 times better. And his cardio is going to be insane. He's a healthy Kane. He's injury-free Kane. He, you know, DC, I don't think we're going to see DC and Cain Velasquez fight, because they're from the same camp. They're friends. But I believe in this business, there's not a lot of friends. So, you know, who knows, right? Who knows? DC is waiting for Brock. Brock is over there doing WWE stuff. Who knows if he is coming back? He's probably trolling everybody else like he always does. Yeah. No Diaz Pro is coming back either. Which is a bummer. It really does suck. But you know, I think with time people are gonna just forget about the Diaz brothers. In terms of them fighting, they're not gonna, you know, hope that they're gonna come back and fight. They're just gonna still be a fan of the Diaz brothers. Because who's not? I am. Sure as hell I am. But I'm not looking forward. I'm not holding my breath anymore for them to come back and fight. You know, Nate is looking for the Conor third fight. Nick is looking for God knows what. I think Nick wants GSP. GSP, another guy that, you know, he's just picking and choosing who he wants to fight. And you know, I don't think it's right for fighters to pick and choose who they want to fight. I think if you're in the top 10, you should fight in amongst the top 10. And you know, the next bracket is the number 11 to the number 20th, and then so on and so forth, right? So that's how you keep moving up the ranks. But that's my personal fucking opinion. So we'll see what happens with this, but you know, who knows. And that's pretty much it for any update on the UFC and MMA world. I'm not even gonna talk about fucking Mayweather and Shinsuke Nakatasawa. I didn't pronounce his last name. I apologize if I got it wrong. I'm pretty sure I did. That was a fix-up fight. If whoever thinks that was real, please. That's not real. That is not real. That's some WWE shit right there. How can this hungry young lion, can it just eat shots from fucking Mayweather? It does not matter if he's 50-0. It does not matter if he's one of the best, which I don't think he is one of the best. I like Mayweather as a boxer, but he's not the best boxer in the world or in history. By any means, he's not the best. Fuck no. There's only two people in my book that they're the best boxers in history, and I should say three. Chavez, Mike Tyson, and Ali. And even Tyson, Dicey, right? But still, you know, Mayweather was very smart to choose also, to choose who he wants to fight. Very smart boxer. He knows how to defend himself, which is a skill itself. But come on, you know, again, and I'm a fan of Mayweather. You know, I'm a fan of Mayweather. He waited too long for the Pacquiao. He took on Canelo way too soon. You know, he's a strategy. He knows how to take fights on the right time to his advantage, right? He knows how to do that kind of stuff. And hey, fuck it. You know, shame on who takes those fights. So that was a fucking fraud. People who pay for that shit, they should get their refund. They should get the money back. They should be apologized to. And then you got Mayweather over there flashing his fucking $9 million he got. You know, whatever. But, yeah. I said that I didn't want to touch it on it, and I did. I did like fucking 5 minutes about it. Anyways, 2018 is past. It's long gone. Me personally, I went through a lot of ups and a lot of downs. The biggest highlight of 2018 for myself, it was my daughter's first year. My daughter's first year's birthday, which is it was just mayhem because my wife wanted to do all this extra and wanted to make this big party. Made a lot of personal decisions, tough but necessary. A lot of professional decisions that I'm currently working on. Just started this podcast 28 episodes into, and you know, not stopping anytime soon. Did my first interview before the year ended with Rachel. Went great. Got a lot of positive feedback. Episode 2 with her is coming up. Not anytime soon, but it will. And a lot of other people are coming in. I just gotta set it up. I gotta find the right time. Gotta find the right moment as well, and to set it up and fill into my schedule. You know, started training jiu-jitsu. Competitions coming up. Yeah, a lot of things. 2018 was interesting. A lot of self-awareness, a lot of self-criticism, self-analyzing as well. Yeah, a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff, but that's part of life. But 2018 is going to be in the books for sure. It's going to be a tattoo in my brain for a lot of good things, a lot of tough decisions, a lot of bad things as well. There's no bad moments, there's only good lessons, and I do believe in that. Yeah, 2019 is going to be a good year. I don't set goals for, I've never done that, and I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't think I'm going to start doing that now at this stage of my life. I believe, and I strongly believe on what I want to do, and I'm going to, and I'm that's what I'm shooting for, and you know, I'm getting the ball rolling that direction. It takes time. It takes sweat, you know, sacrificing, but I believe that the path that I'm choosing is the right path, and it's going to be the most beneficial for me, for my family, for my children, for my wife, and for my happiness as well. 2019 is going to be a good year. You know, you just got to shoot for greatness. You know, they always say, you know, shoot to the moon. If you don't land on the moon, you're going to land on a star. So, you know, look, more guests are coming in. I know the first, 20 plus episodes, it was just me talking shit and me giving my two cents into it and me blah 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 and this and that and UFC and all this crazy stuff. But most definitely 2019 gonna be full of interesting people coming in talking about their experiences and whatever the fuck they're going on in life. It's gonna be eye opening to some, especially with the stories and interesting interesting stories that they have. Nothing but good things coming. Other than that, this is 87 Podcast. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, you have any comments, you can hit me up on my social media. Media_80_7. Media87 Instagram. Through the app of Anchor, you can leave me a message. You can also email me if that is faster, or if you prefer that. This call is BJJ Motivation 87, BJJ Motivation EST 87 at gmail.com. You guys can leave me your comments, your questions, if you guys have any positive criticism, negative criticism, whatever the fuck you guys want to do, you guys can let me know. 22 minutes into it. I'm gonna cut it short. We've got a long day ahead of me. It's about to be 2 o'clock. This is Podcast 87. And I'm out.